It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. Well, I did get a request to play the full theme song in the beginning, my little, it's easy. I had got a request to play that whole song before I end the actual podcast. So I didn't do it for this episode. I didn't forget about you who asked me to do that, but I'm going to be doing it on the last episode because that's actually coming next. Guys, I don't know if you saw, I don't know if you heard, I don't know if you're new here, I don't know if you're true to this, if you're OG, but this is the final season of EBJB the podcast, and this is the second to last episode of the final season on EBJB the podcast. I am extremely excited for what's coming next. Of course, I'll be chatting with you guys on what's coming next later on in the season. Like I said, we got one more episode, and then I might hit y'all with a bonus, and we're gonna talk all about it. We're gonna chit chat and talk all about it. But on today's episode, we're gonna be talking about is being a business owner for you. Now, am I here to tell you not to pursue your dreams and ideas to be a small business owner? Absolutely not. What we're going to be talking about today is basically the pros and cons of being a business owner, and I'll let you make that decision from there. That's up to you, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the benefits, and we're going to talk about the challenges. What's good to know is it isn't for everybody, so if you happen to come to the conclusion that this isn't for you, that's okay. You aren't less cool than the next person pushing their own business. 9-to-5s are still cool. Y'all know, if you true to this, like I said before, I have a 9-to-5. I always had a 9-to-5. I also sell and do other things on the side to allocate and generate more streams of income for my own self and investments. But I have a 9-to-5. 9-to-5s are still cool, okay? So if you decide that being a business owner isn't for you at the end of this episode, it's all right. It's all right. So let's talk about it. With that being said, I know that was a little long intro, but let's talk about it. I want to start this topic off on a positive note. So we're going to talk about the benefits of being a small business owner. What most people love is the flexibility. Entrepreneurship gives you the flexibility to create your own hours. Now, at first, it's going to seem like you're working all the time. And by at first, I mean the first couple of years. It's going to feel like you're working all the time. But eventually, you will be able to build a team and give those tasks to others and be able to decide when and where, heavy on the where, to work, okay? Another gain, another benefit is financial gains. Although owning a business comes with financial risks, the truth is owning a business can come with creating wealth for yourself and family that most 9-to-5 opportunities don't present you, okay? So I want you to know, like, with becoming a small business owner, you're going to risk some money because you're going to have to invest into your small business. But you're going to get the opportunity to create wealth that some of these 9-to-5 opportunities don't present to you. So you're going to have a financial gain as a benefit. Let's talk about power and control and how this benefit is one of the main reasons most people pursue being a small business owner. Realistically, being ahead of your organization, you making the rules, I mean, along with being compliant to government guidelines, you making the rules, and you get to establish your company's core values and culture. A lot of people love that. To most people, that's one of the most exciting things about being a small business owner. Lastly, I want to talk about another benefit. The last benefit I want to talk about is being able to feed your passion and creativity. Now, being a small business owner, you are able to create, and outside of that, you might find that pretty difficult working in a 9-to-5 office environment. That's not ideal to you. Not being able to create, not being able to do what you're passionate about. Let's just say it, it's draining. So putting your passion and putting your creativity into use by being a small business owner, you are now feeding your passion and your creativity. So owning a business is satisfaction to you, of knowing you are the creator of whatever product you put out, and you are the vision behind it, and you put it in motion. So those are some of the benefits I want to talk about as far as being a small business owner. Now let's talk about some of the challenges. For one, maintaining legal compliances isn't the easiest thing to do, especially if you don't take the time to educate yourself on what legal compliances need to be done in your state to be a legal registered business. Now, you will be jumping over many legal obstacles, okay? When you first start, you're going to be looking at federal, state, and local government regulations, and they are constantly, and I do mean constantly, changing. It is your responsibility to be aware, or hire someone to be aware, and stay compliant. You are also going to need a basic understanding of small business tax obligations. You're going to need to know that, okay? And you're going to have to comply with HR regulations once you start getting to a place where you're bringing on employees. You will be responsible for proper accounting and payroll, which brings me to managing cash flow. Whether you believe it or not, you're going to need some kind of money to make money. You're going to need a way to make capital and to access your profit quickly. As a small business, that typically doesn't happen in the beginning, and that can be a huge challenge for most. This is why we talk about having multiple sources of income, so when one slows down, there is still money coming in from somewhere. More challenges for small business owners is catering to a diverse customer base and avoiding being burnt out. Yes, you have a target audience, but within that audience, there are many different diversities you have to cater to. And entrepreneurship, you don't work less, guys. We actually work more. Long hours and little to no rest. And in many cases, until you start making money that allows you to hire, you're doing a lot of that work yourself. There's a lot of potential for fatigueness, which can lead to being burnt out. And eventually, they quit. There is a statistic out there that 80% of new businesses don't make it past the first year because they are burnt out. They are not hitting their gains in capital, so they're not making any money. And honestly, there is a lot of challenges with being a small business owner. So now that I had talked about them and also talked about the positive and the benefits, tell me, is being a business owner truly for you? Can you arise above those challenges and pursue your own small business? I'm going to be honest, I think you can. If you truly want to do it, I think you can. What you always have, what's for you, let's say that. What's always for you will always be for you, guys. So, through the challenges, you're going to always rise above it. You're going to always see yourself through the end because that's something that you want to do. So don't let those challenges that I just talked about scare you away from pursuing your small business. Let it be a guide or something to look forward to and prepare for when getting ready to pursue your small business. Because there is a lot of good benefits that we just talked about in being a small business owner. So, all right, y'all. That's enough for tonight's episode. As always, thank you guys for listening. God bless. JB. All right, y'all. So if you made it this far, that means you listened to my episode in its full entirety, the ads and all. And I just want to take the time to thank you. Thank you for being a real one and supporting me and Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast, as we are on the final season and wrapping up a 5-year journey. You still took the time to come and listen to what I have to put out. And I appreciate you. By listening to those ads, you know that's how your girl gets paid. Got to get my coin. No, but honestly, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, God bless. KB.